Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, we have a special guest on the phone with us right now, a former Lacapara Valley football player and graduate, Peyton Mortensen. And Peyton is having a very successful college football season this year. I thought we'd take some time and visit with him. And good afternoon, Peyton. How's it going?
Good. Doing well.
All right. Well, you had a big game last Saturday at home against, of course, I should tell our listeners a little bit about that you're with the Concordia Moorhead Cobbers, right?
Yep, up at Concordia here in Moorhead.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
Good. The season, we're 3-2 right now as a team. Lost a couple close games, lost last week to the number 6 team in the nation at the time, St. John's. Came down to a minute left in the game, and we're going for an onside kick to hopefully tie up the game, but it didn't work out. So season's been up and down, but I think everybody's pretty excited.
Yep. Well, I watched a little bit online Saturday. You played McAllister, and you beat them, what, 30-something to 7, or what was the final score there?
Yep, 36-7, I think, was the final on that one.
Okay. And Peyton reached a milestone in his career. Of course, he's a running back. And on Saturday, he had a big game there, Peyton. 166 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, and you had a milestone of reaching 1,000 yards in your career. And tell us about that a little bit, what your teammates did or how to go for you.
It's pretty exciting. I guess I didn't really know about the whole milestone thing till couple days before the game somebody mentioned it, and I'm like, oh, I guess that's good. All the linemen up front, they were pretty excited.
Yeah, that's I believe it was you're the only the guys. 27th Cobber to do that in the history of Cobber football, so that's a pretty big deal. So
yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Talk about your career. Did you always start at running back, or when you started up there as a freshman?
So when I came in as a freshman, we were at a completely different offense. It was all triple option, so there's one fullback and then two slots are kind of at the wings. So when I came in freshman and sophomore year, I was at slot, and then junior year didn't happen because of COVID, and then during the whole COVID thing, we kind of switched our offense. We got a new offensive coordinator, switched to more of a spread. So then when we did that, we had more of a true tailback, and then I moved there and been there the last couple of years.
You enjoy being the tailback? You enjoy running
the
ball?
Yeah, I like it a lot better with our new offense now and where I'm at right now. I think it fits me a lot better. So.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the lineman. You always got to mention the lineman when you're a running back, right?
Yeah, you got to give those guys some love too.
That's right. Talk about your team again. You're 3-2 on the season. Who do you play this Saturday?
Yep, we're 3-2. This Saturday is we have Bethel. They're ranked number 11 in the nation right now, so that'll be a big game for us. That's our second divisional game within the conference, because the conference is kind of split up into two. So our first divisional game was this past Saturday against McAllister. So if you win your half the division, you'd play the winner of the other half for the conference title and then to go to playoffs and all that stuff.
Okay. Are there any other local guys in our Q92 listening area on the Copper team?
There's a Wilmer guy, Jake Evans, a couple younger freshmen, but not a whole lot from close to home.
Why did you pick Concordia Moorhead to go to college after graduating from Lacapara, Peyton?
Yeah, that's probably they recruited me the hardest out of the schools that I was deciding between, and when I came up here, I just really liked the area and everything. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deciding factor for me too.
Okay. Looks like after watching you online a few Saturdays, it's a pretty good atmosphere up there on football on Saturday afternoons, huh?
Yeah, it was fun, especially for homecoming this past weekend. It was pretty packed here, and the weather was perfect, so you couldn't really ask for a better homecoming day. Mm-hmm.
I know your family comes up to all the games, and you get some friends up there too. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's always nice having a good little fan base in the crowd. Parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends usually make it for all the home games at least, so that's nice to see everybody every weekend.
Right. Now, Peyton, this is your fifth year on the football team. You got a bonus year. Yep. How did that? Talk about that.
Yeah, so like with all the COVID stuff a couple years ago, that our season ended up getting canceled, which would have been my junior season. So then never used up a year of eligibility for that. So then everybody still had one more. So I'm using that final year of eligibility up this year. And then Concordia has like a flex year thing. So every schooling and everything for the year is free. So that was...
Wow.
You know, that was hard to turn that down.
Wow. Free schooling for this year, huh?
Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you going to schooling for, Peyton?
I majored in exercise science. I finished that off, and then right now I'm just finishing up a business minor. And I plan to go to chiropractic school somewhere next fall.
Okay. Real good. Yeah. Well, congratulations on an outstanding career. Your career's not over yet. You want to keep it going, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Bethel, and congratulations on reaching 1,000 yards in your career as a Cobber, and we'll be following you all season long here, Peyton.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You bet. That's Peyton Mortensen, a Concordia Moorhead Cobber, on the tailback for the football team, a former Loughborough Valley graduate and football player as well.
And I want to add, after my interview with Peyton, Peyton was named the MIAC Conference Football Player of the Week.